welcome back to the Purple Palace here in Hoyt. We're just about set for the boys' game now between Royal Valley and Waubunsee. Should be a good matchup. Looking at Royal Valley and her third-year head coach, Chris Brown, 10-0 overall, 8-0 in the Big 7 League. Eight of their wins have been by double digits, so the Panthers have been great this year. They're the number two-ranked team in the state in Class 3A. Had a 73-47 win over Santa Fe Trail last night. Royal Valley right now with four players averaging at least 14 points per game, or an averaging 57 points per game total as a team. Waubunsee, meanwhile, and their head coach Christian Olsaker, 8-1 overall, with their only loss to St. Mary's, one of the top teams in the state in 2A. St. Mary's had a win over a 5A school just a couple of nights ago. And so Waubunsee, they're coming off a win as well. They beat Chapman yesterday 73-31. Whew. This is a team that's 8-1 after going 13-13 last season. And talking about last season, Royal Valley beat Waubunsee 66-17. So you look at this matchup, it features some very athletic players, and we're going to see one of them for, this will be the first time I'll get to see him this year. That's Knox Awasik playing just his sixth game this season.
I'll tell you one thing, though. I'm excited because of this game. It's kind of becoming a rivalry a little bit between these two based off the midseason tournament, right? Waubunsee comes here to the Purple Palace, comes to the Panther Classic, and plays Royal Valley every year. It's just the way that it works out. Now, here's the thing. Royal Valley is mentioned the four leading scorers for them, averaging double figures. All four of those guys are 6'4 and above, and they're athletic. On the flip side, for Waubunsee, one guy is 6'4". Everybody else is smaller than that. So how does Waubunsee counteract the size of Royal Valley? You talk about a team that's only got one loss, a team that's got some people back from a year ago where they were a 500 team. Don't forget, just a few years ago, Waubunsee was also one of the teams that was a highly contested team that was making deep playoff pushes into the postseason as well. This is a Royal Valley team that feels like they should have been to a state tournament last year, deep into the play, or into the postseason. They have high expectations this year. Coach Chris Brown's got the pedigree, but can they find ways to win against good teams? You look at the schedule that they've had so far this year. Big Seven League's one of the best in Northeast Kansas. They're going to be tested here tonight, I think. This is going to be a fun game.
Yeah, it should be a good one between two teams that have had great starts to the season. Should be a lot of fun. Stay with us. We're going to take a pregame timeout. Probably have the national anthem in there as well, but we're going to step aside for that. When we'll return, we'll get you starters and then get the ball game underway here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer at Farmers State Bank.
In the last 2 years with Ag Real Estate, we've definitely come up with more products and services. We're very flexible on terms and payment dates, as well as making sure that payment fits around the producer. If they're working on selling cattle at a specific time during the year, we're going to make sure that payment due date coincides with when they're going to be getting that income.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. Let's get to the starting lineups for tonight's matchup. We'll begin with the visitors from Waubunsee. Our head coach, Christian Olsaker, starting things off with 6 foot junior Logan Clark, 6'4 junior Ryan Shooter, 6 foot senior Braden Messicki, 6'2 senior Kate Oliver, and 6'1 junior Eli Oliver. So for the Chargers, Clark, Shooter, Messicki, Oliver, and Oliver. And for Royal Valley, and third-year head coach Chris Brown, 6'5 senior Mason Thomas, 6'5 senior Nazar Wasik, 6 foot senior Jake Kelly, 6'6 senior Brady Clock, and 6'4 senior KJ Miller. Thomas, Wasik, Kelly, Clock, and Miller, the starting five for the Panthers here tonight.
You talked about Wasik. It's the first time you and I've gotten to see him in person this year. It's no different than what in years past. This is a superstar guy that is now the record holder for assists in a game for his career. He's leading, or he's got the leading scoring for his career at Royal Valley. His resume just reeks of a stud. But you've also got Klotz. You've also got Thomas. But my favorite Royal Valley Panther player, KJ Miller, Mr. Do-It-All, 6'4", run around the whole court, cover the entire ground. He's a matchup problem tonight.
So now we'll get to the national anthem. We'll take the break for that, and we'll come back and we'll tip things off between Waubunsee and Royal Valley here on FM 103.9 at KNZA.
South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage has open units for valuables that can't resist cold or heat. Check out three sizes of the temp controlled and insect free storage units. Call John McManigal at 969-6400 for South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage, located in the former Eagles Lodge.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Fulton, on Highway 75.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
KNZA.
Good luck, gentlemen. We're ready to go between Royal Valley and Wabunsee. Wabunsee will be in their road black uniforms, tops and bottoms with white numerals, and Chargers above the numbers on the chest. They'll go from left to right in the first half. Royal Valley in their home white uniforms with purple numerals trimmed in black. They will go from right to left.
Hey, National Anthem was phenomenal. That was Maggie Davis for Royal Valley. Those of you that came to a production a couple years ago, she was Annie in a local theater deal. She was a phenomenal singer. Great job tonight.
Ryan Shooter into the center circle for Wabunsee. Clock for Royal Valley, and we are underway. The opening tap is controlled by the Panthers. And Wabunsee is starting a man-to-man. Lossick with the basketball on the left wing. Hands it off to Thomas. And now back on top to Jake Kelly. Wolosik back with it on the right wing. Gets all the way to the free throw line. Pull up jumper is good. Wolosik starts his night off with a free throw line jumper. Coming off breaking the assist record for a single game yesterday where he had 14 assists in that win over Santa Fe Trail.
Not only are you 6'5", but you can elevate. He elevates right over his defender for an easy bucket to kick this game off.
Braden Mesicki drives to the right elbow. Stops, flicks it back out on top. Pumping on a three is Oliver. He'll get inside. Now into the hands of Braden Mesicki. Puts up a jumper from the foul line. It's not there. And K.J. Miller rips away the rebound for Royal Valley.
I think if Wabunsee wants to stay in this game, Johnny, they got to shoot from the outside and they got to hit their shot through. They passed up a three opportunity there and a rebound. They're going to get out-rebounded tonight by the Panthers.
Mason Thomas from the free throw line. This is wide left. I think he was trying to draw a foul. He didn't get it. And a rebound to Wabunsee. And into the game, 2-0 Royal Valley. Owen Clark drives it to the right block, stops, picks up his dribble, in trouble, and kicks it back out the right wing to Eli Oliver. Oliver gets poked away. Here's Wolosik. Drives left lane line. Puts it up with the right hand and banks it home. Tough shot, but Wolosik got it to go. He's got all four in the early going for Royal Valley.
Not even breathing hard at this point, Johnny. This is just the early warm-up for Knox. Again, he's showing what he's able to do on the defensive side.
Eli Oliver for three. That's way too strong. And the rebound to Miller. Wolosik averaging 14 points a game through his first five games here this season. Here's Thomas the other end. Drives to the block. Stops, goes up and under with the right hand and gets it to go. First bucket for Thomas. He averages 14 a game. And it's a quick 6-0 start for Royal Valley.
That was a drive, a stop, a little up and under move there from MT, and it's 6-0 Panthers.
A lot of pressure out on top. This is Kate Oliver with the basketball. Averages 16 a game for the Chargers. Set up on top to Ryan Shooter. Left side of the floor to Kate Oliver. Kay to the free throw line. Stops. Gets clocked up in the air. Now he pulls back, shoots the jumper, and rattles it home. Good fake and move by Oliver for his first bucket of the night.
That was a great move by him. He was got clocked in the air, tried to get some contact, but nothing came. Shoots over.
Clocked from the middle of the lane, flicks it up with the left hand and misses, and the rebound yanked away by Braden Mesicki. And he'll bring it up the other end for the Chargers. Mesicki out on top, the leading scorer. It averages 20 a game, but he turns it over here for the first time. Wolosik drives in, hot step, layup off the window is not there. Clock's follow isn't there, and the rebound tapped out. It's loose, and the Chargers come up with it.
Kind of a scramble play right there. Head coach Christian Ulsaker for Wabunsee not happy with a lack of officiating as far as calling a foul on Royal Valley on the other end of the floor.
Eli Oliver now flipped around the horn. Here's Clark on the left wing. Back between the circles, the shooter guarded by Clock. Royal Valley in a man-to-man. Eli in the middle of the lane. Kicks it to the right corner. Clark open. Kicks it back out. This is Braden Messicky for three. It's wide right. Strong rebound by Clark. And here comes Royal Valley.
Great extra pass. Just unable to get the shot to drop. Now the Panthers in transition.
Knox trying to feed it off to Thomas. He's cut to the basket. And it goes out of bounds. That'll be the first turnover for Royal Valley.
You don't see those two on the not on the same page too often. A little miscommunication there. Kind of a lot. I'd like to compare it to like a Pat Mahomes and Tyreek Hill. Just know where the other one's going to be at all times.
There's a nice little back cut and a layup up and good for Kate Oliver for his second bucket. 6-4 Royal Valley, 4:30 to go in the first. So while Buncee is able to weather that early quick storm by Royal Valley, and now back to within two.
No, they settled in. They're still in man-to-man defensively, but Royal Valley's not always going to make shots. And when they don't, well, Buncee's done a good job finding ways to continue to push it on offense.
Well, Buncee's staying active on the defensive end, knock a pass out of bounds.
I mean, this is a David and Goliath type of story here tonight, but well, Buncee's trying to prove the fact that, listen, we're not a David. We could be a Goliath, too.
Well, I think we'll control it for Royal Valley. The Panthers lead by two. Kelly now deep right wing between the circles to Clark. Wasik at the free throw line. Spins, faces up. Feeds to the
nice
baseline
find.
To Miller. He'll stop and flick it up and in with the right hand. Pretty pass by Lawasic, and Miller, who averages just over 16 a game, gets his first bucket.
He's such a matchup problem on the offensive side. He's a big-bodied guy. He's 6'4", and he's currently being guarded by a 6-foot guard on the block. They're going to lob it up to him every time.
Eli Oliver, step back three, rattled home.
Look out.
10 points a game is Oliver, but he drills the first shot of his night. And makes it 8-7 Royal Valley. Mawasa gets in the middle of the lane, stops, flicks it up with the right hand. He's so strong,
wow.
And he got it in. 6 points for Mawasa.
Silky smooth right there, Johnny. I got penny loafers on. You got dress shoes. We didn't bring our sneakers. It's a track meet here in the first 5 minutes.
10-7 Royal Valley, 3:20 to go in the first quarter. Shooter at the foul line, kicks the back left side to Eli. Now this is Messicky with it. Back into the corner to Eli. He drives baseline, kicks it back out. Messicky, wide open look for three. Yes! So Messicky has his first bucket of the night, the leading scorer for the Chargers in the book. And we're tied at 10 with 3 minutes to go in the first.
Hey, I told you early on, if Bunch is going to stay in this ballgame, they've got to shoot the ball from the outside, and they got to make them. Last two possessions, 6 points on the outside from Wabunsey. We're tied at 10.
Nice pass again,
wow,
to Miller, and he lays it up and in. That time it was Thomas who had the nice feed.
Man, just such a mismatch. KJ Miller, the softest hands on the floor for a big guy. This guy plays club volleyball. He plays club slow pitch and fast pitch softball. This kid is just a freak athlete on the floor.
2:30 to go in the first quarter, 12-10. Royal Valley leads. Now they're in a quick reach-in foul on Mawasik. That will be his first. That'll actually be the first foul of the game on either side.
And I actually like that foul right there for Knox. Your beat going baseline. It's going to be an easy layup. It's just the first foul of the ball game. No one's going to shoot free throws. Give you a chance to reset here underneath the basket.
Tracy Murata, a 5'9 junior, going to come into the game for Royal Valley to replace Jake Kelly. Murata, much of a scoring threat. He's one of the glue guys of this team, though. Eli Oliver, the basketball for Wabunsey. He'll kick it back to the left wing to Kate Oliver. Just left of the head of the circle. Oliver dribbles inside. Feeds the baseline to Clark. Now back on top. This is Zach Frank, a 5'9 junior, checking in for the first time. And there's Messicky now between the ring. Left side of the floor to Kate Oliver. Kate was a great quarterback for Wabunsey here on the football season. Oliver puts up the jumper. It's too strong. And Miller with another rebound. Thomas into the front court. Crosses over the foul line. Pull-up jumper from the elbow is off the back heel. Rebound to Clark, and here comes Wabunsey.
Coach Chris Brown wanted a foul on the elbow right there.
And here's a free throw line jumper way too far off to the right for Messicky. And this time, here's Wawasik now to clear it away.
Yeah, both teams need to settle down just a little bit offensively. They're pulling the trigger pretty quick.
Clock on the left block. Gets in the middle of the lane. Flicks it up with the right hand, and he got tripped and fouled. So we'll go to the free throw line for two.
Yeah, feet got tangled up a little bit there. Good move there by Brady Klotz. Again, he's a big man out there on the floor. 6 foot six, 260, 270 on the floor, and just an absolute brick. Going to play college baseball next year.
So Klotz, 14 points a game, 78% free throw shooter on the year, and he knocks down the first.
Just the first person on Kate Oliver for Wabunsey, but again, if, you know, you're looking at your Royal Valley, you're looking at Kate Oliver's kind of the best big down low for the Chargers, so that's going to be a fun matchup to watch tonight.
I know I haven't seen Wawasik in a couple of years now that he was didn't start at the beginning of the season. They have him listed at 6'5". They have Clark listed at 6'6", but I think Wawasik's every bit at 6'7". There's a steal by Wawasik. Now back up.
Wow, heads up.
With a two-hand.
Oh.
He got pushed from behind. no foul call. Royal Valley can't believe it.
Wow.
The ball popped out. Here's a three-pointer the other end by Bunty, and a misses and a strong rebound. Bible lost it.
Man, that should have been a dunk.
And now a foul on the other end as Fox got held on the inside. I mean, I don't know if it was you, but it looked like the Thomas on that dunk just got two hands shoved right in the lower part of his back.
Just a little bit. And that's a safety thing more than anything else. But if someone's elevated like that, that's what Coach Chris Brown's talking to the officials about right now. Like, hey, got to protect my guy when he goes up like that.
That's going to be the second foul whistled on Cade Oliver. So he's going to have to take a seat. And that's a big hit for the Chargers. But Oliver is the second leading scorer on this team at 16 a night. He had four quick ones in the early going. Fox makes the first free throw. He'll have one more.
First time we're going to see Ryan Shooter in the game as well. 6'4" junior. He's going to have a tall task of guarding Klotz.
Klotz misses the second free throw. Well, Muncy will take the rebound and bring it the other way. Down by five. We approach 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Roll Valley has shifted to a 1-3-1 zone now with all that length and athleticism. This is Eli Oliver with it. Kicks to the right wing to Logan Clark. Cross-court pass, and they're going to get reach and foul on Thomas as he hits the arm of Clark as he was letting that pass go, so Thomas will pick up his first. Second team foul, and Muncy will have him right in front of the Royal Valley bench.
You called it perfectly. The 1-3-1 is so effective for this Panther defense strictly because of the length that they have on the floor. Wingspans surpassing 7 foot. It's hard to get a pass around the perimeter out there.
Now back into a man-to-man. On the right wing, Eli Oliver, guarded by Belosic, up on top the shooter. Back to the right side to Clark, guarded by Miller. He'll dribble to the elbow. Now all the way to the other side of the floor and hands it off to Zach Frank. Dribble handoff with the basketball now is Eli Oliver. Back right side of the floor to Clark. 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. Royal Valley leads by 5. Eli Oliver tries to get it to the baseline to Shooter. In treble, dribbles once. Now he gets it back to Eli Oliver. Ball tipped around and stolen away by Miller. Second turnover for Wabunsey. 10 seconds to go. Here comes Wawasik. Calmly walks it across the timeline at 6. This is going to be a one-on-one move for Wawasik. 4. 3. Wawasik inside. Flicks it up with the left hand. Missed it. Got it back. And lays it in. That's the buzzer. 8 points for Nas Wawasik. And we've reached the end of one quarter of play. Back and forth we go. Royal Valley at the end of one. With a quick run. They lead by 7 now. 17-10. Royal Valley with the lead. Second quarter when we return on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
How does identity theft protection, cell phone protection, accidental death and dismemberment insurance, roadside assistance, and more for only $5 a month sound to you? Hi, this is Troy at GN Bank. Ask us about adding Advantage Benefits Program to your GN Bank account today. It provides you with an advocate to guide you through the needed steps to restore your identity if your credit cards or identity gets compromised. Ask today about adding Advantage Benefits to your account for only $5 a month. GN Bank, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the second quarter, 17-10. Royal Valley leads Bubba and see the Chargers will start with the basketball. Royal Valley in a man-to-man. Zach Frank with it for the Chargers. He'll get it back out near the timeline. Royal Valley with a good little spurt there to end that first quarter and driving to the basket, getting bumped and fouled is Meske, and that's going to be number 2 now on Wawasik.
Yeah, you won't see a change, though. He'll stay on the floor. Coach Chris Brown, he knows he's a good player. He can play through this, but if he thinks of that third in this first half, that might be a big, big thing in this game.
Right wing three put up by Meske is buried. Leading scorer for the Chargers has his second three-pointer. 6 points in the game makes it 17-13 Royal Valley. 30 seconds into quarter number 2.
Well,
Wawasik at the top of the key. Thought about a 3. Now gets it into the corner to Thomas. He'll dribble to the middle of the lane. Stop. Flick up a shot with the right hand. It rattles in and out. The rebound to Eli Oliver.
Kind of a forced shot there by Thomas. He's trying to create. Not really a part of that offensive set that time. And
there's a tip away and a steal by Thomas. Now the ball loose and stolen right back. Wawa Bunsey. Frank with it in the backcourt. He'll walk it back across the timeline, and there's an offensive foul pushing off by Frank. Right in front of the official. Pretty easy call. That'll be first off Frank. And Coach Olsaker asking official George Everett what was the issue there. He didn't like the call.
Yep. Again, we saw in the girls' game, you can't extend your arm right in front of an official like that. And like it, dislike it, doesn't matter. It's the rule of the game. You just cannot extend that forearm like that.
Mason Thomas going to come out of the game. So now Tracy Murata and Jake Kelly both into the game along with Miller, Wawasik, and Klotz. Pass inside. Miller mishandles it. Now gets it back. Drives back inside. Stops and lays it up and in with the left hand. Good footwork by Miller not to travel with that basketball. He's got six. And it's now 19-13 Royal Valley.
That should have been a turnover right there, but it wasn't. Miller able to collect and drop.
Meske throws up a shot and rattles it home. Eight for Meske. He's a good player. 6 foot senior. Wawasik now into the front court for Royal Valley. Stops with it on the left wing. Picks it up. Klotz calling for it. He's got it. Spins. Gets to the left block. Banks it up with the left hand. He missed it. And the rebound to Wabunsi.
Love the move, though. Nice drop step. Going to the baseline. Just left it short.
Meske the other way. Throws up a shot. Nearly got it to go, but he got held on the arm and fouled. He will go to the free throw line and shoot two.
Jake Kelly got caught there defensively, not moving his feet. I feel like if he stands set right there, the way that Meske leaves his feet all the time going towards the basket, could have picked up a charge there. But Kelly, first personal.
Coach Brown not happy about something all over the official, and I'm not sure what, but he was all over the official about something. And Thomas comes back in for Murata, and also Kate Oliver back in with those two fouls for Wabunsi.
We'll see how Kate Oliver plays with those two personal fouls when he's banging down low against Brady Klotz. See if Coach Olsaker gives him a different matchup to try and protect him a little bit.
Meske missed the first, makes the second. So he's got nine, 19-16. Roll Valley leads with 6 minutes to go in the first half. J.J. Miller travels. Second turnover for the Panthers.
If I'm a Bunsie right now, Johnny, I'm feeding the rock to Oliver every single time because he's still matched up one-on-one with Brady Klotz. And Coach Chris Brown would like to see Kate Oliver not on the floor because he's that presence down low.
Up on top of the basketball, this is Meske. Spots for an open three. Rattles in and out. And the ball's going to be tapped out of bounds. Off touch by Klotz, so it'll stay with Wabunsi as Brighton Reeves, a 5'9 junior, was able to get inside and poke that ball away.
Boy, that ball was three quarters of the way down and spit back out. You got to look where Braden Meske is at every time he's pulling around the perimeter because, man, the kick and shoot.
So, Wabunsi will have it from the baseline. Meske gets it inside to Kate Oliver. He'll spin, shoot from the middle of the lane, miss it, and they'll get a foul going over, pushing from behind on Ryan Shooter. That will be his first.
That's where the size of the Royal Valley really comes into play when guys are jumping and going for rebounds. If you don't put a body on somebody, you're not going to out-jump these guys. They're too tall or too athletic.
Got to give Wabunsi credit, though. Only down three right now. Yeah. 5.5 to go. Miller, a right wing three, is short. Rebound will go into the hands of Logan Clark, who hands it off to Braden Meske. Meske out on the left wing, picks up the dribble, gives it to Clark right to the head of the circle. Dribble handoff. This is Eli Oliver with it out on top. Out of Cade, just left of the wing. Backs up, gets to the free throw line, spins, gets into the baseline. Now the Shooter, and he gets bumped by Clark. That'll be the first down Brady in the 15th foul.
And the officials are now starting to tighten this game up a little bit. Early on, some of those bumps were going to be let go a little bit, but you get a quarter and a half in, you get coaches chirping, asking for calls. Now you see it start to adjust just a little bit.
Clark gets it into the baseline. Meske puts up the jumper. It's off the back heel. Rebound to Thomas, and here comes Royal Valley. Thomas goes behind the back, gets to the free throw line, stops, spins, goes up, shot off the back window, ball tapped out by Klotz. Now Wawasik in the corner, the baseline to Miller, stops, goes off the window with the right hand, and banks it in. A selfish pass by Wawasik, and Miller, the beneficiary, he's got eight.
KJ just does a nice job catching, collecting himself, goes to the offhand, banks it home, Panthers back up by five.
Meske gets it to Oliver, that's Cade with it, now over the right corner to Clark. One dribble up on top Shooter. Left side to Eli. They'll back it out near the timeline. 4.5 minutes to go in the half. 5-point lead for Royal Valley.
Charge.
Cross court pass to Clark. Three on the way. It's airballed. Coach Brown not happy with the O call. And here comes Royal Valley the other end.
Wow. To me, a whistle's got to blow one way or the other there.
And Miller travels. So that'll give Coach Brown an opportunity to get all over the official once again.
There's no restricted area in high school, so you got to take that out of consideration. But when there's that kind of contact on a drive and a dish, it's got to go one way or the other. Somebody's got to pick up a foul in that instance, in my opinion.
4:05 to go in the half to get a five-point advantage for Royal Valley. This is Oliver. Cade spins, shoots it ahead.
Wow.
That's a tough move from 7 feet, but he got it to go. He's got six.
Nice job of just, again, collecting yourself underneath. You got the trees around you, and he elevates and does a little fadeaway action. Brings the Chargers within three.
Klotz gets to the middle of the lane. Flicks with the left hand. He missed it. Good rebound. Tipped around. It's loose. Well, Watson comes up with it and sticks it up and in. And now Coach Olsaker not happy about a no call and a little bit of contact on the inside.
Yeah. I just said how the officials tightened this game up, but now we're seeing a little bit a little loose on this side.
3:30 to go in the half. 23-18 Royal Valley. Frank to the baseline. Spins. Goes up and under on Miller. Nothing there. Now flicks it back out. Nearly stolen away today.
Look out.
Here's Wolosik. Showtime. One hand slam. Wolosik looks over to the Royal Valley student section. He's fired up. He's got 12.
Big time momentum shift right there. 3:05 to go in the half. A steal and a slam for the best player in the Big 7 League, possibly Northeast Kansas.
Shooter out on top, and Coach Olsaker is irate with the officiating crew right now. Kate Oliver out near the timeline. Crosses over the wing. All the way to the right corner. Oliver pump fake, pulls it back down. Looks around into the corner. Gets it off to Eli, and now back out to Kate. 2:40 to go in the half. You could just feel the enthusiasm of the student section and everybody here. And Oliver silences them with another jumper.
Somehow gets that to drop in. What a move there by Kate Oliver. Almost lost his balance and still able to put the ball through the hoop.
8 for Oliver, 25-20. Royal Valley leads with the basketball. Clock to the right baseline. He gets bumped from behind and foul.
Not to the approval of any of the Chargers fans as one of the officials. Yeah, the third foul on Kate Oliver. One of the officials went over to the Charger bench and told all the bench players, you need to sit down. Things are at a tipping point, I think, in this game.
Coach Olsaker is now two steps onto the floor. He is not happy. I can't say I really blame him on that one. Clock, the right elbow jumper is too strong. After all this, while Bunsey's still down five, with 2:14 to go in the half. Eli Oliver with the basketball. Dribbles, hands it off to Meske. He'll get in the middle of the lane, flick it up with the right hand. He got it to go. But before that, we'll get a foul on the floor.
That was a foul, Johnny, purchased by your head coach.
Yep.
People say that doesn't happen. They don't watch much basketball.
Tracy Marano back into the game for Jake Kelly, and the Chargers will have it from the baseline. Logan Clark will be the trigger man.
That's a great job by Coach Olsaker, just staying on the officials and telling them what he's seeing, why he's frustrated.
Meske, pullback jumper. It's a foot on the line. The two is no good, and the rebound to Olsaker. Under 2 minutes to go. Here's Nazan to the front court. Pass to the baseline to Miller. Stops on the right block. Spins. Goes up and under and banks it home. Again, Coach Olsaker wanted to travel. Didn't get it. 10 points for KJ Miller.
The man's too big. He's too strong, and he's too tough to guard. 10 points to lead the scoring here in the second quarter.
27-20 Royal Valley. Here's Eli Oliver for three. That's too strong. Clock for the rebound. Thomas the other way for the Panthers. We're starting to feel it now, up by seven.
Up by seven and 90 seconds to go in the half. Feel like a score here is going to force a timeout by Wabunsey.
Nazawasik pass in and out, but they're going to get Miller for a push off on the inside. No,
oh,
that's going to be on Wabunsey.
Yep.
Miller was able to get the rebound on the inside and got held going up for it. That's going to be on Logan Clark, his first.
Yeah, Miller was trying to race the right hand up for the rebound, unable to do so because he was held down.
Royal Valley thought it was a shooting foul. Instead, it was just team foul number six. Thomas gets it into Miller in the middle of the lane, backing down, but it's an offensive foul.
Yep.
Pretty easy call right in front of George Ever.
Yep.
The most long-time officials throughout the entire state of Kansas. He's going to make that call every single time.
No, it was a good call, and that's why you're not seeing Chris Brown really argue it. The defender was set in place. Miller is the one that initiated contact back and down. Just a tough call if you're a Panther fan, but a great call. Great charge taken that time by Meske.
1:05 to go in the half. Wabunsey with the basketball, trailing by seven. Logan Clark lost it. Ball loose on the floor. Miller dives for it. Still loose. And Wabunsey has it. This is going to be Eli Oliver going up in the layup, and he missed it. And they're going to get the count.
Oh, wow.
Clark, back to
technical
back
foul will be called here on clock.
So they're going to call a technical foul on clock. So that is going to be two shots in the basketball. And Coach Chris Brown,
and he needs to calm down too, otherwise he's going to get a T himself.
And I don't know if that's a new rule in the state of Kansas or what, but I did not think that was a technical foul. I thought that's just goaltending. So it'll be a free throw from Metzke. He makes the first. 10 points for Metzke. They're letting Chris Brown get a lot of words in. His clock is going to come out.
Yep.
He still is all over the official.
And the official, again, giving the benefit of the doubt here, allowing Chris Brown to vent his frustration.
11 for Metzke. He nails both. And now he's going to go over and talk to George Ebert.
And Ebert's going to do the perfect response.
That wasn't my call.
It wasn't my call.
Yep.
You're not going to override your fellow official.
So while Buncey gets both free throws and now will have the basketball with 50 seconds to go. Metzke up on top, and they're going to get offensive foul. An illegal screen set by Ryan Shooter, trying to set that elevator screen for Metzke to come in and get a three-point opportunity, but instead he moved his feet.
Yep.
So Shooter will pick up his second.
And for the first time tonight, Coach Olsaker's not going to argue that call. He saw the same thing. You cannot move when you're setting that elevator screen. You got to stay still. Turnover on the Chargers.
27-22. Royal Valley leads by just five with 40 seconds to go in the half. You can just feel this place ready to erupt at any second. Olasek with the basketball near the timeline. Looking to dribble it out. He's got Frank that'll come out on him. So Buncey's looking like they're in a zone right now. Olasek now dribbles it back out to the right side of the front court. And Frank comes back out on Olasek. 18 seconds now. Off still with it, and Coach Brown's going to take a timeout. Olasek just toying with Frank out near the timeline, and Olasek comes back to the bench and says he can't guard me. As Coach Brown takes the timeout, the phone will take it with him. It's brought to you by Schlegel's homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. 15.6 seconds to go in the half. It's 27-22 Royal Valley, the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Save big on a Ferris mower at Heinen Repair during their model year end clearance sale. Ferris, the only brand with patented independent suspension for a faster, smoother ride, extended mower life, and more consistent cuts. Great financing options available, including 0% with approved credit. And now, Heinen Repair offers layaway on Ferris mowers. See dealer for complete details. Save big at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in store or at HeinenRepair.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
seconds to go in the first half. Royal Valley with the basketball, leading 27-22. It'll be Olasek that'll bring it across the timeline for the Panthers.
ISO, right?
Now he's going to wait. He will cross the timeline. Flicks it left side to Kelly. Now back to Olasek at 7. I don't know what this defense is by Buncey, but instead it's a wide open three by Thomas, and he buries it.
Wow.
Beautiful set play out of the timeout. Thomas hits the three, and that ends the first half on a big note for Royal Valley.
Everybody in this gymnasium, myself included, expected Knoxville Olasek to just go isolation like he did at the end of the first quarter, attack the rim. But no, Coach Chris Brown draws something up, puts Olasek on the far side of the floor, Johnny, and he skips it all the way back cross court to a wide open Thomas. Great screen set by K.J. Miller, and a three by Thomas.
So with that, we've reached halftime here in our boys' game. The end of two quarters of play. It's Royal Valley 30, while Buncey 22. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back with first half stats here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too. If you want to save some munchies and bunnies, here's all you have to do. Get out of town.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
Get out of town.
It's well worth the trip to save a bundle on tires because Direct is better.
Get out of town.
7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Houlton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Houlton.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Houlton. Our family caring for yours.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Houlton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome back here to the Purple Palace and Hoyt halftime of our boys game tonight. Well, it's been eventful, that's for sure, but it's been a fun one. And at the half, it's Royal Valley 30, while Buncee 22. Alongside Jake Spalding, Johnny came back with you. Our man Steph taking care of us back in the studio. So we'll have the Community National Bank High School School Board show after our game is over. I know Steph's already a late night, bud. We're trying to get it through for you, but here we've seen a good one. It's been a very, very highly contested affair between these two teams that have had great starts to the year. Royal Valley enters this game 10-0, while Buncee 8-1. Royal Valley has tried at times to extend their lead in this game, but while Buncee just continues to make shot after shot to come back in it.
Yeah.
And right now, trail by 8 here at intermission. So, Jake, you look at this game. I mean, Royal Valley, I don't think really they've played that bad of a game, but just while Buncee has been right there every time.
Every time that Royal Valley has kind of made a run, well, Buncee's answered with a three. And they have three of them in the first half. Well, Buncee, when they couldn't get anything going offensively, they turned to Braden Meske or Decade Oliver. Now, the big difference in that latter part of the second quarter, Johnny, where Royal Valley was able to go from that three-point lead up to an eight-point lead at halftime, there was no Cade Oliver on the floor. He has three personal fouls. That is so key right now. If Cade Oliver stays out of foul trouble in the second half, this is going to go down to the wire. Guaranteed, bar none, it's going to happen. That's just how much of a factor he is. If he's not able to stay in the game because of foul trouble, Royal Valley is going to continue to do what they've been doing and finding ways to get to the basket with ease. And not to worry about, but maybe one player for Wabunty, and that's Braden Meske as a result. Now, quickly before we go into first half stats, I looked everything up because I was curious about that technical foul that happened on Brady Klotz. Now, it is conceived, so basically this is a judgment call. Out there on for the rules of slapping the backboard, it basically just states that it's not going to be a goaltender regardless, so that's out the window. But a technical foul can be assessed if a player is trying to bring something, bring attention to oneself, or if it appears they're venting frustration. If those are the two characteristics to assessing a technical foul for slapping the backboard, I don't think either one of those was what we saw tonight. I don't think Brady Klotz was upset and venting frustration by slapping the backboard. That didn't happen. And I don't think it was something that he was trying to say, oh, look at me, look what I can do. You know what I'm saying? So that was very questionable to me.
I think it's more the fact that he smacked it so hard it rattled the entire goal, and referees are always trying to stop things from happening before, so they're trying to prevent things. I think all that was a simple, hey, we don't want any more of that tonight, no more of it, boom, we're going to give a technical here. That way, if it happens again tonight, automatically we know what's going
to
be.
But I understand that side of things, but I feel like if you're going to officiate like that, you need to stop the game and say, listen, this is how it needs to be. Assessing a technical that's going to be a personal foul on a player, that's a little too egregious in my opinion. But again, I'm just an opinionated man. I'm an opinionated person. I'm an opinionated broadcaster. I don't think if you go look at the rules, that should have been assessed. However, you know, again, we talked about in the girls' game, officials are human too, and they make judgment calls that not everybody will agree with, and you cannot argue with a judgment call.
I'm going to need to get a hold of Josh Tanking, see if he can give us a ruling on this. He'd be the guy to talk to. He's one of the directors of officiating here in the state of Kansas, so
yeah.
He's the guy I might have to contact just because I'm curious, just like
sure.
You are,
yeah.
What the official call should be on that. But
I'll tell you this much. I'm not going to be an official.
Nope.
You couldn't pay me enough to be an official, but I do enjoy kind of just questioning some things.
Yep. So, again, our halftime score, 30-22, Royal Valley leads. And looking at the first half stats, they're brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation. Visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. We'll start with Wabunsee. Three turnovers in the first half, 3 3-pointers, 3 of 4 shooting from the free throw line. Braden Metzke leads the way with 11. Kate Oliver has 8. And then it drops off. Only Eli Oliver has 3 points for the Chargers. Royal Valley, meanwhile, they had just 3 turnovers in the first half. 1-3, 3 of 4 shooting from the free throw line. And they were led by Wawasik, who had 12, 10 for K.J. Miller, 5 for Mason Thomas, and 3 for Brady Clark. So, our score once again, 30-22. Royal Valley with the lead over Wabunsee. Second half should be a fun one. Stay tuned with us. We'll have that when we return here in 2 minutes on FM 103.9 KNZA.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
Prompt, courteous service, and competitive prices? That's what you will find when you open the door at Foster Ford in Holton. This is Lonnie Coder, sales representative at Foster Ford. I would like to invite you to our dealership and offer you that good old-fashioned service that our previous customers have already experienced. From our sales department to our top-notch parts and service, we strive to make you the customer number one. So if it's a new car or truck you desire, or service for an existing vehicle, stop in at Foster Ford in Holton and let us help you with your automotive needs.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, we're back. Ready to start the second half of play. Royal Valley will have the basketball first. And they will operate from left to right, leading 30-22. Back alongside Jake Spalding, Johnny Kaner with you. Brady Klotz, pull-up jumper from the free throw line, is in there. Went for a steal, did Kate Oliver, and he comes up empty, and Klotz makes him pay. He's got 5.
So Oliver's got to be careful. He's got 3 personal fouls. He cannot pick up that 4th this early on, so he had to play a little stop. Klotz able to rise up on the elbow.
Royal Valley with their biggest lead of the night. It's up to 10, 32-22.
Also, that was the first field goal made by Klotz here tonight, Johnny. That's something that you don't expect a big man like that to go scoreless from the field in the first half.
That's the one thing about Royal Valley, though. They don't need him to.
True that.
They can afford to get away with him not scoring as much, although as he averages 14 a game on the season. While Muncy still with the basketball, Meskey gives it to the right wing to Logan Clark.
We're going to get some man-to-man defense here by Royal Valley. A lot of motion offense by this Charger team, and they need a lot of cuts to happen after a screen.
Kate Oliver gets called for a carry on the far side. He doesn't like the call, but it's going to be turnover number 4 for Wabunsee. So a minute into quarter number 3, a 10-point lead for the Panthers, and they'll have it back. Kelly with it on the right wing. Gets to the baseline to Miller. He faces up on Shooter. Backs down. Spoon shoots with the right hand. Good defense by Shooter. Now the ball loose on the floor. Wlosek dives floor and
wow.
Somehow puts it off to a teammate. Here's Thomas on the inside, and he gets hit on the arm and fouled. Great hustle, though, by the senior Wlosek.
Phenomenal right there. Again, you got Nacho Wlosek, a guy who's like an all-state player, guaranteed, put it up there right now, give him the pin for his jersey because he needs that. He deserves that. But the hustle play right there, keeping it alive and giving it to Mason Thomas, who gets to the line for two.
A foul was whistled on Shooter, and that's going to be his third. Thomas' first free throw is short. Mason does not miss often from the line, 86%. He's another guy that averages 14 points a game. Second free throw is
a lane violation
in there, but they're going to call a lane violation on Brady Klotz. I'll tell you what, I think they've seen almost everything tonight.
I'll tell you what, I think you're right. I need to bring a book with me next time, the rule book, and I want to just, because, I mean, I'm seeing things I haven't seen in a long time. Now, granted, I haven't watched much basketball this year.
Metzke pull-up three. Yeah,
wow.
That was from 25 feet. He has his second, the third three of the night.
Yep.
Gives him 14.
He was the answer in the first half.
Kelly pumps on a three. Royal Valley has it. Inside to Miller. He absorbs the contact. Puts it up.
Travel.
Call a travel. And Coach Brown is saying he got bumped before that. Shouldn't have been a travel. Instead, it's turnover number four. It's a seven-point game. We'll then see with the basketball.
And that's the second time that he's been called for that tonight. Again, he's got soft hands. He's got quick feet. That time of speed just a little too quick.
Metzke just drives in, flicks up a shot, left it short, Wlosek with a rebound.
Yeah, he expected contact to come, but again, K.J. Miller just stood still and said, "Now you're going to come to me if you want a contact."
Wlosek the other end, flicks it off the window and down with the left hand.
What a stud. I mean, he just goes coast to coast, silky smooth, no issues, goes around defenders and lays it out the window with a slight little kiss. Puts the Panthers back up by nine.
14 points for Wlosek, 34-25. Royal Valley with 5:40 to go, third quarter. Shooter at the free throw line, kicks it right side of the floor. Deep three by Oliver, it's short. Rebound is fought for and loose and taken away by Eli Oliver. Download a Shooter, stops, goes up off the window, he missed it. Good contest by Wlosek and Klotz, and Royal Valley comes the other way.
If Obunsi wants to be in this game, those are shots they cannot miss.
Klotz rips around, they're going to call an offensive foul. Yeah, it's pretty easy call. He hooked right around him. There's not really much that Coach Brown can argue, but he is going to try to argue it. But you can see that from all the way up top.
Absolutely. Again, that's something that's been a point of emphasis over the last few years as well. The offensive player cannot gain an advantage by using his front arm to wrap around and seal off the defender. You just can't do that.
So while Bunce is going to continue to have a chance to hang around in this game, down by just nine, with 5:19 to go, and a big call because that was the third on clock. Still that technical foul in there. He's got three against him. Clark out on top. Picks up the dribble in trouble. Feeds it to the near side to Eli Oliver. He'll get to the right elbow. Now to the baseline. Flicks up a shot with the right hand. It's not there. And Miller with another rebound.
That's three straight empty possessions by Wabunsi here to start the second half. And you're getting stops defensively, but you're not transitioning into offense.
Knocks out on top. Feeds it right side of the floor to Kelly into the corner to Thomas. He'll dribble fake to the right elbow. Now stop feet to the baseline to Miller. Picks up the dribble. Back out to Kelly right of the front court. This action now Murata in their game for Klotz. Thomas to the free throw line. Pull up jumper. In and out. Rebound fought for. It's loose. Still loose. And finally Metzke pulls it away for Albunsa. Here he comes flying up the floor. All the way down. Flicks it up with the left hand. Didn't get it to go. And another technical.
Yep.
Slap in the backcourt on Royal Valley.
If it was specifically like what you said at halftime, that they were just trying to nip that in the bud and say, no more doing this, then Nacho Wlosek needs to know that you cannot do that. That's the second time tonight that a Royal Valley Panther has slapped the backboard and received a technical foul as a result.
And Coach Chris Brown might get a technical himself because he is, again, all over the official. It's the same official that made that call on clock in the first half. Metzke free throw, yes. 3 points for Albunsi. Being able to put on the board here, and they're going to get the basketball as well. So Wlosek has three, Klotz with three. They're going to leave him in the game. Metzke second free throw, he missed short. 15 for Metzke. It's an 8-point game, and Wabunsky's going to have the basketball. I'll tell you what, these referees are letting both of these head coaches give them plenty. Albunsi with the basketball down by eight. Metzke out on top, guarded by Murata, who's one of the best defenders on this Royal Valley team. Eli Oliver out on top. Gets bumped on Miller, who was trying to step out and block off Oliver. But Miller is going to pick up his second. So now three for Wasik, three for Klutz, two on K.J. Miller.
And for Wabunty, I mean, Kate Oliver is still playing with those three fouls. They're still using him, but it's really the Braden Messke show at this point. Messke is the guy they're going to be going through. He's got the basketball right now, down by eight.
Just right at the head of the circle, back between the rings is Eli Oliver. He'll pull a deep three. That's airballed. Actually tips the side of the backboard and comes into the hands of Miller.
Can't imagine Coach Olsaker is okay with that kind of a shot early in the offensive set.
There's a carry called on Thomas. That'll be the fifth turnover for Royal Valley. I'm going to have a quick guess and say this: both neither of these two coaches are going to put in to have either of these officiating crews in the postseason. Messke pull up jumper from 10 feet, rattles in and out, tipped around, into the hands of Eli Oliver. Drives to the baseline, stop block, stolen away by Miller.
Great
defense. What an opportunity wasted, though, by Wabunty.
Absolutely.
Had so many chances to creep back into this one.
Absolutely.
Wasik pull up three, bang. 17 for Wasik. And it'll be a quick timeout taken by Wabunty. We'll take it with them. 3:31 to go, third quarter. An 11-point lead all of a sudden for Royal Valley. 37-26 here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
KNZA.
Out of the timeout, 3:30 to go, third quarter, 37-26 Royal Valley. Wabunty with the basketball. Frank's out on top with it. Now it's stolen away. Picked up ahead to Thomas. He has to go retrieve it deep in the corner. They'll pick it up, spin, shoot a three, and hit it. That is a big, big, big shot for Royal Valley.
A three-pointer by Wawasik. Timeout, Royal Valley. Out of the timeout, a steal and a three-pointer by Thomas. This Panther team's on the prowl. They're up by 14.
Oliver tries to answer. This is Eli, and he rattles it in. Shooter's touch for Eli Oliver. Second three gives them six.
Hey, he's apparently a good shooter because you keep putting him up. That time he gets it a drop for the second time tonight.
K.J. Miller tries a three. That's in and out. Rebound to Eli Oliver, and here he comes quickly into the front court, all the way to the baseline. Stops and he travels.
I got one question for you, Johnny. It's an 11-point game with 2:42 to go in the third quarter. Does this feel like a midseason tournament game to you?
No, it feels like a sub-state championship.
Exactly. The atmosphere in here is phenomenal. These two teams are good, good teams, and we're in for a treat. We still got 10 minutes of game time plus left.
I'll stick with it with roll for Royal Valley between the rings. It's Thomas at the top of the key. He spaces up, shoots an elbow jumper, and it's in and out. Good rebound. Sits around. It's Miller that comes away with it. He'll shoot over his shoulder and rattle it in. That's a big-time rebound. A putback by K.J. Miller gives him 12.
He's just unguardable, Johnny. You can't out-jump him. You can't out-rebound the guy, and he's too strong on the block. He lays it home. It's a 13-point lead.
Pull-up jumper by Kate Oliver. Might have been partially tipped, but it's taken by Royal Valley. Coach Olsaker wanted to foul in and get it. Owls wants the screen. Gets it from Miller. Step back. Three-pointer on the way. Off the back heel, too strong. And the rebound yanked away by a shooter. Here come the other end is Kate Oliver. Look at a cheap reach-in on Mason Thomas. It'll be his second.
Number
1:55 to go, third quarter. 42-29. Low Valley leads, and we'll see with the basketball. No matter what happens, though, Wabunty, they're going to get a lot of credit from a lot of people tonight. Pass to the right elbow. This is Kate Oliver with it. Nearly traveled. Gets it out to Messke. He'll just pull up, shoot a three, and hit it.
Wow.
Got to put a hand in his face. He'll make you pay. He's got 18.
That kid is putting the team on his back right now, Johnny, trying to keep them in this ballgame.
Wasik at the top of the key. Gets it off to Miller. He'll drive to the baseline. Good defense by Oliver. Miller, though, gets to the middle lane and he flicks it over the front of the rim and in. His footwork is phenomenal. 14 for KJ. 44-32 Royal Valley. 1:15 to go, third quarter. Messke drives in, gets bumped and fouled before the shot. and he's just trying to take over this game, and I think he might have to.
Well, he's going to have to, because all this extension, this run right now from Royal Valley, they've extended their lead since Klotz went out of the game with that third foul. Now Klotz is back in the game, so now you got the big guy down low that's going to be back in toe-to-toe again with Oliver.
Eli Oliver in the left corner, crosses over, gets it back out on top to Cade Oliver. Cade with a left-handed dribble. Bailey lost it, and he has it tipped away. It's loose in the backcourt and taken back by Metheke. He'll step, stop, pull up for three from the wing, and bury it again.
Oh, my goodness.
This kid is unbelievable. He's got 21.
He stopped, let a defender fly by him, but Wolosik was right behind him, and under that pressure and duress, still buries a three.
Fifth three of the night for Metheke. 44-35. It's back to a nine-point game. Wolosik to the baseline. Flicked high off the window and missed it. Rebound fought for. Clark has it. It's loose, and we'll get a jump ball, and Wabunsey will have it on the arrow. So 38.3 to go in the third quarter. And Teresa Murata going to come back into the game for Wawasing. Don't want him to pick up his fourth. 44-35. Wabunsey continues to stick around. Messicki across the timeline. He'll just heat check now for a three. This one's just off the front rim. The rebound to Miller.
Yeah, that's all that was, the heat check. Why not? Get a screen at the top and see if you can get another one to drop.
Mason Thomas controls the offense out on top for Royal Valley. 18 seconds now to go. Thomas crosses over, goes behind the back. Now back to back out here the timeline. Klotz now, deep left wing. 10 seconds to go. Back to Thomas at 7. Thomas crosses over, drives in, floats a shot with a right hand. He missed it, but he got bumped on the arm and fouled by Shooter.
Yep. Good call that time by the official as Thomas elevates, but Shooter, instead of going straight up, which is what Coach Olsaker was begging him to do, he came down with the right arm, slapped the arm of Thomas, now at the line for two.
That is number four on Shooter. Thomas drills the first free throw. So for the first time into the game, Ian Torres, a 6'2 sophomore, hasn't played much this year. They're going to use him to not pick up a cheap fifth foul on Brady Klotz. Thomas, one more free throw, and he left it short. Rebound fought for in the corner. Kelly with it. Now Miller. 2 seconds. Miller has a shot blocked by a Shooter, and that is how the third quarter comes to a close. Three quarters in the books. We've got a good one as we head to the fourth quarter. Royal Valley 45, Wabunsee 35. Let's take a timeout. We'll come back with the fourth quarter on the MIT Sports Radio Network.
The Holton Community Hospital is hosting a drive-through flu clinic this Saturday, January 22nd, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. All ages are welcome. For flu shots only, by driving through at Holton Community Hospital's East Main parking lot. Don't forget to bring your photo ID, insurance cards, or cash if self-pay. Wear clothing that is loose-fitting around the arms, and don't forget a mask. And get your flu shot in the comfort of your car at the drive-through flu shot clinic this Saturday, January 22nd, from 9 to 11 a.m., Holton Community Hospital.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in, talk to us, and discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us, Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
Kansaland Radio.
Here we go. Start of the fourth quarter. Royal Valley with a 10-point advantage, and we'll start with the basketball. And Wabunsee, for the first time tonight, going to start in a zone. 2-3 zone. Wolosik with it in the right corner. Gets to the elbow to Klotz. Nice feed to Miller as he drives to the basket, and he gets hammered on the arm and fouled. I think they're going to get that one, actually, on Cade Oliver. And they are. So that will be the fourth on Oliver. So now Shooter and Oliver, each with four fouls.
And he's got to stay in the game. There's no other ifs, ands, or buts about it. Coach Olsaker needs him in this ballgame. He needs him to play smart.
Chargers now back into a man-to-man. Thomas to the left elbow, feeds to the baseline to Klotz. He backs down, shoots, and hits. And a strong take by Brady Klotz. He's got seven.
And that was a great offensive set after that fourth foul on Cade Oliver. Go right at him. See if you can get him knocked out of this ballgame. Klotz goes right to him, but good job by Oliver staying straight up.
That's the key. Gets it back off to Eli Oliver. He drives inside, gets it off to Shooter, and they're going to get a bump. Yeah, that was a pretty big push on the back by K.J. Miller. K.J. is going to pick up number three.
So you got Miller now with three. You got Klotz with three. Wolosik with three. So, again, not as bad a foul trouble, but still 7:15 to go in this ball game. one or two more whistles, and this game changes completely.
7:15 remaining. 47-35. Royal Valley, there's a ball loose on the floor. It's going to go out of bounds, and last touch by Wabunsee. Might have been a chance to get a bump on Kelly,
yeah,
but Meske lost it out of bounds, and so it'll be Royal Valley basketball. Glossick into the front court. 1 minute gone by here in the fourth. Miller drives in, stops, flicks the shot up, it's not there. The rebound to Kate Oliver, and here he comes. Okay, quickly up ahead, gets the right side to Meske. He stops, jumps back, shoots a 25-footer, and hits it. 6-3 of the night for Braden Meske. He's got 24. 47-38 Royal Valley. Milwaukee gets to the free throw line. Now in the middle of the lane. Spins. Dumps it inside to Miller. He stops, catches, puts it up and in, and one. That's such an unselfish play by Milwaukee. And Miller, with a pretty footwork, finishes. He's got 16.
Well, there's a reason why he's the school record holder in a single game for assists and the school record holder for the entire career in assists. That's a fifth foul on Ryan Shooter. He's done for the night. But K.J. Miller, he's a benefactor of all those dimes coming from number five.
Shooter ends his night scoreless. Single free throw for Miller, and it's too strong. Ball tipped out of bounds now off of Clock, and Clock fighting hard, nearly had it, but he lost it out of bounds, and so Wabunsee will have it down by 11.
It's been a double-digit game for a long time, Johnny, but it feels like this is a one- or two-possession game, the way this is just so intense.
Frank in the corner, a big three-pointer, but too strong. Royal Valley went to the 1-3-1 for the first time in quite a while. They get a missed bucket. Now if they're trying to score on the other end, extend this 11-point advantage. Wasik out on top. Gets to the middle of the lane. Flicks it out to Clock, but it's through his hands and stolen away by Wabunsee. Off to Kate Oliver on the wing. He'll step into a right wing three and leave it short. Rebound fought for, and it's Miller that picks it up for Royal Valley. And then he gets hammered on the arm. And so we'll have a salvage of play for a foul. That'll be on Meske, just his first.
And that, those are the kind of shots that Meske just took right there. That's what's kept you in this game. You need to go to that well as often as you can to try and stay in this game and get back and cut this deficit down.
Wasik got on the right wing. Steps back, feeds to the baseline to Clock. Resets deep in the right corner, gets it out to Miller. Lift around the horn. Here's Thomas on the left baseline. It's inside, stops, picks it up on top to Kelly. Now right side of the floor, Wasik. He'll spin, face up, drives to the baseline, goes up. He missed the shot, but he got hit on the arm and fouled.
Second foul here on Meske, but Lustig with an aggressive take. But K.J. Miller sets a screen on the block as he's driving baseline to free up his man for a lay-in.
Well, Lustig has not been good from the free throw line this year, only 48%. Obviously, we all know he's a much better shooter than that, and he calmly drove the first. 18 for Lustig. 29 points a week ago, and he drills both free throws here to give him now 19. 51-38 is the biggest lead of the night for Royal Valley. 51-38, 5:25 to go. Frank in the left corner has the ball poked free. Now he gets it back, drives inside, tries to feed it inside, but the ball loose on the floor. Top four, and it's going to go out of bounds off Royal Valley.
A good hustle there by the Panthers defensively. I mean, deflections turn into steals, and that 1-3-1 has just been suffocating these last few possessions.
They're going to stay in it right now. Meske deep on the left wing. He's thinking about pulling the trigger, but Royal Valley's doing a pretty good job. In the corner, Logan Clark with it now on the right side of the floor. Back out to Eli. Now Meske on the elbow. He'll back out. He double teamed. Kicks it out to Eli. He'll drive in. Try to feed it inside, but he gets hit on the arm and fouled. It's going to be on Jake Kelly. That's just his second. And it was going to be team foul number 7, so 1-1 coming up for Eli Oliver. Not attempted a free throw tonight, averages 10 points a game. He's hit 2 threes tonight, has 6 points. Big free throw right here. And he rattles it in. One more on the way. Got it. 8 for Oliver, 51-40 Royal Valley, just under 5 minutes to go. Now Wabunsee going to put a little pressure on. Break it with Klotz. He drives in, flicks it up, and he gets fouled. That's going to be number 5 on Kate Oliver.
tough take right there for Kate Oliver. I mean, what do you do? You let Klotz go in there and dunk it, or do you try and defend it? And he goes down there trying to draw the charge, and instead it was an easy block call. Second charger to foul out of this game.
So Klotz to the free throw line. He's 78% on the year. He's 3-for-4 tonight. First free throw is in there.
I feel like that's a big turning point for the rest of this ball game right now. No Kate Oliver, so all of your offense is strictly Braden Messicki at this point, if you're a Wabunsee. No big presence down low.
Klotz, second one. And he got it. Klotz nails two big free throws, give him 9 in the game. It's back to a 13-point advantage for Royal Valley with 4:45 to go. Messicki just pulls up from 25 feet. This one's way too strong. And I think he even realizes that's going to have to be in this game.
Yep.
Wasik on the left wing. Feeds it to Klotz in the left corner. Backs down on a smaller defender. Goes up, gets blocked. But they're going to call a foul on the backside on Brighton Reeves. That will be his first. That was just a huge mismatch. Reeves at 5'9", going up against his 6'6 Klotz.
Yeah, but like you said earlier, I think Klotz might be a little bit bigger than 6'6". Strong, aggressive.
And he rattles on the free throw. Talk about him being a collegiate baseball player. I imagine that 6'5 guy, I remember broadcast a couple baseball games, seeing him at catcher.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a big target to throw to.
I'm guessing he's probably going to be more of a pitcher next level.
I'd be interested.
I don't know.
I'd be interested. I know he plays several different positions, so that'll be interesting to see. But he missed the second free throw with a 14-point lead for Royal Valley. 4:15 to go. Eli Oliver drives in, flicks up a shot that's off the back rim. And rebound to Royal Valley. Got to feel like a three-pointer here by Wawasik. Might put it away. He thought about it, but instead he feeds it inside to Klotz, who continues to work. Flicks up the shot and hits off the back heel. No good. And rebound to Logan Clark of the Chargers. Quickly up ahead. This is Eli Oliver. Dribble handoff to Messicki. Pulls it back out into the timeline with 3:50 to go. Messicki drives inside. Flicks up a shot that's not there. Wawasik bumped him and fouled him. So two free throws coming. Wawasik picks up his fourth.
Yep, and that's just something that Messicki is just trying to create anything at this point. The kid's had a phenomenal game shooting the basketball, but he's had a tough guard. I mean, he's going against Wawasik at the top of the key now.
4-6 from the line. Misses the first. Jason Murata back into the game to replace Klotz. Don't want him to pick up his fourth.
His night might be done.
Possibly.
It's possible.
And second is in there for Messicki to give him 25 points for the game. 54-41, Royal Valley, 3:40 to go.
For two teams that scored 70-plus points just 24 hours ago, you're seeing how both these teams play good defense as well.
Wasik just right ahead of the circle, a three-pointer rattles home. Knocked with 22. And a quick timeout by Coach Brown. It's a full timeout, and that might be the dagger right there. Full timeout. We'll take the break. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. Visit them online at popcorngift.net. 3:31 to go in the game. 57-41. Royal Valley leads it on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
.331 to go, fourth quarter, 57-41. Royal Valley with the lead over Wabunsee, and the Chargers will have the basketball here out of the timeout. You look over Royal Valley tonight. Miller with 16, Milosic with 22, Klotz with 10, Thomas with 8, the four big scorers for the Panthers tonight. Eli Oliver drives left baseline, hits it off to Reeves. He'll get in the middle lane, stop, go up and under, bank it off the window, and he missed it, but he got fouled. So he'll go to the free throw line and shoot two.
Yeah, good up and under move there by Brayton Reeves. Murata picks up the personal as second. But as we've discussed, I mean, 16-point game, 3:13 to go in this one. Might just be too little too late for this Levante Charger team, but made a valiant effort, though. You know, this is the number two-ranked team in 3A, man. This is their home court. This is a tough place to play. They battled pretty good here tonight.
So Reeves missed the first, second one on the way from the right-handed shooter, and they missed them both. That's one thing that Wabunch is going to look back on, some big free throws missed here in the fourth quarter. 3:05 to go, 57-41 Royal Valley. Pass down low to Klotz on the left block, spins, shoots, and hits.
Man,
so tough to guard at 6'6".
Dude, he wanted that so bad. He had his fingers up in the air saying, give me the ball, one power dribble right into two defenders and lays it through like it's nothing.
But without shooter out there, he realizes that Muncy has nobody that can guard him. And now here's a steal. Eighth turnover for Wabunsey. Pass the other end. Meske is going to steal it back for Wabunsey. Meske, top of the key, pulls into a three. Yes, this kid can shoot lights out. That's his 7-3 of the night. He's got 28.
He's a pure shooter, and his release is so quick. Tough to guard that.
59-44, Royal Valley, 2:23 to go. While Bunsey extends the pressure, Royal Valley breaks it. Now Klotz pull-up jumper from the free throw line. That is so tough to guard. You can't guard it. 14 for Klotz.
So fun to watch this kind of basketball. So many good athletes, so many good players. You've had a chance of watching a lot of good basketball over the past 9-plus years.
There's a deep three by Frank. It's not there. Thomas with a rebound. Off the clock, drop step, goes up, finger roll to the right hand, he missed it, but Milosic has the rebound. He'll stop, put it up off the window, and in. 24 for Milosic, 63-44.
When you're thinking back on it, maybe people don't remember, don't know, but this is your last broadcast tonight, man, and I'm not going to let this broadcast go without mentioning things like that. 9-plus years of doing it, you know, it's a pretty good game to kind of go out on, especially, you know, we always cover Northeast Kansas schools, Royal Valley being one of them. There's been a lot of good teams that you've covered, a lot of good players that you've covered. Where does some of these players we're watching tonight, where do they rank some of the kids that you've seen over the past 9-plus years?
As far as local teams and local players, I think Wawasik number one or two up there, but guys that I've been able to see just – all around the state, I think Dean Wade's got to be probably number one.
Sure.
Got to see him a couple years ago, obviously at Bramblage Coliseum at the state tournament. So I'd put probably Dean Wade one, Wawasik two. I mean, I just can't think of any other boy athletes off the top of my head.
That really stood out. And, yeah.
I think of, on the girls' side, maybe Emily Ebert from Frankfort now starting or playing for Kansas State. Also Laura Mackey there as well.
Yep.
Those are just a couple of girls that I look at that stand out to me. And now we're going to steal for a while. Bunsey, 63-46 Royal Valley with 1:20 to go.
You going to miss it?
Well, you're always going to miss it. I mean, you don't do it for 9 years and just all of a sudden throw it away. You're always going to miss. I think more of the interactions is Zach Frank hits the three that rattles in. That'll make it a 63-49 game, but the more the interactions with the coaches, you know, I did my last round of interviews this week, and that's a no-look pass by Wawasik. Klotz misses the layup, but right there is Miller to put it up and in. 18 for K.J. Miller. We're talking about the coaches last week for the final time in the locker room chats. It was kind of bittersweet, knowing that all the interactions that I was able to have each week with the coaches, some of them told me that, you know, that's the highlight of their week, being able to kind of vent a little bit,
sure,
get some things out they normally can't say.
And, again, you build those relationships outside of broadcasting. I mean, you run into these coaches in the public, and they recognize you, they talk to you. But how about the fans, man? I mean, you have so many fans that have enjoyed listening to your broadcast, like the people listening tonight. They appreciate what you put in the past 9-plus years. I know when I stepped aside last year to take my new position, it was super bittersweet, too, but it was nice to be able to have people still talk about it. What do the fans mean for you?
It's one of those things you don't realize how much it means to everybody else until you get one of those messages here or there that says, you know, we appreciate what you do, and that makes all of this worth it, and it's been a fun night to end my year, at least for right now. I'm always going to keep that door open because, you know, you always have to. I mean, look at you. You're right back in with me. So you always got to keep that door open. So
yeah.
A 65-49 victory is the final. Royal Valley wins it. So with that, we're going to step aside. We'll take a post-game timeout, then we'll come back and we'll get some analysis and some stats of this game and then get to the scoreboard show when he returns on the MSD Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
It may be old-fashioned to say, but you never go wrong by putting money in the bank. According to DataTrack, Denison State Bank consistently pays among the highest yields in the area on deposited funds. To find out our most current rates, visit dsbks.com.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Hi, this is Nick at Citizen State Bank. If money were not a factor, what would your dream house look like? Picture it now. Would it be a large farmhouse with wraparound porch and a lot of green space? Or would it be a modern home in town? Wherever your mind goes and whatever your dream consists of, Citizen State Bank can help you get there. Come in and speak with Del, Randy, Jennifer, or Luke today and see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back one final time here to the Purple Palace in Hoyt. Final score, Royal Valley boys move to 11-0 on the year, a 65-49 victory over Waubunsee as the Chargers, they drop to 8-2. Alongside Jake Spaulding, Johnny Kane back with you, and it's a really good game from start to finish. Two teams that are going to make deep postseason runs, I have to imagine.
Yeah.
You look at Waubunsee in Class 2A, Royal Valley in 3A, the Panthers' number 3 ranked team, and I would tell anybody that I'm going to guess Waubunsee's got to be one of the top 10 teams in the state in Class 2A, just based off what we saw tonight, just what they could do, the size that they can throw out there, the athleticism they have. I think Waubunsee is definitely a team. Jake, I don't know about you, but this Waubunsee team, they're legit.
I think so, too. I mean, you're going to look at their two losses so far this year, St. Mary's, who we talked about them in pregame, and then Royal Valley. Okay, those are top-tier, top-echelon programs that are always year-in and year-out in the 3A conversation for state tournaments and state titles. And so what Coach Olsaker is going to look at, he's going to be like, man, I've got one of the best players in the state of Kansas, too, in Braden Messicke. Braden Messicke can shoot the ball with anybody. He shot the ball phenomenally tonight, but he's got to find a few more pieces, okay? If you're going to have a team that goes deep into the postseason, you got to have a couple more role guys to step in. Cade Oliver is one of those guys. However, he got in foul trouble too often and too early, and we knew that was going to be the case because they're so undersized against a team like Royal Valley. But every team that faces Royal Valley is undersized. But overall, the Panthers do what the Panthers do. They find ways to score the basketball, and their defense is one of the best defenses that I think I have ever seen, because you got to remember Glenn O'Neill that came over here a couple years ago and it brought that Scott City vibe of a defensive mindset over here with him. And then Chris Brown, a defensive-minded coach as well, that instigated a even more stringent 1-3-1 full-court pressure. This is a team that nobody wants to face. That's just bar none. Will they lose a game this year? Probably, because every Giant falls at least one time. But this is a team I look forward to seeing them deep in a state tournament in March.
So now looking through the final numbers, they're brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting. For year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation, visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. Starting with Waubunsee, 8 turnovers tonight. They hit 10 threes in a losing effort tonight. 7 of 12 from the free throw line. Majority of those came from Braden Messicki, who had 7 threes on his way to scoring 28 points. Eli Oliver added 8. Kate Oliver with 8. Zach Frank with 3. And that is it for Waubunsee, who again is 8-2 on the year. Royal Valley, meanwhile, 7 turnovers. They had 4 threes tonight, 9 of 13 from the free throw line. Big night for Nazem Wasik, 24 points after he broke the school record for assists yesterday with 14 in the win over Santa Fe Trail. He scores 24 tonight. K.J. Miller, another big game, 18 for him. Brady Kloss with 14. Mason Thomas with 9 points. And that is it for Royal Valley. So we talked about the big four going into this game. The big four, they're the only ones that score for Royal Valley in this one. So the Panthers, they are now 11-0 on the year. So Royal Valley will wrap things up tomorrow. They will play Chapman in the final game of this tournament.
Well, Johnny, I think that the only thing we left we have to do on the broadcast side of things is going to be for this game is the player to bank on. But hold on a second. I want to give you a kind of a tribute extension here in this postgame show presented by Be Outdoors Real Estate, strictly because, again, you poured in a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a lot of energy into KNZA Radio Incorporated for what you've done since 2013. I want to say I've broadcasted hundreds of games with you over the last 9-plus years. I had my quote-unquote retirement last year. You know, it's fun to kind of come back every now and then. I've only came back and done games with you. I fully expect you to come back and do a game or two from here and there. But I'm excited for you, my friend. I'm happy that you're able to do something that you're going to look forward to doing. But on behalf of people listening from whether it was Care 93.7, from the Valley Falls channel that you ran 9 years ago to 92.1 coverage, and you were the sports director here to this past season doing 103.9 games strictly. Thank you on behalf of the fans, the listeners, from people that work for KNZA, and myself. I mean, it's been a joy to listen to you over the years, to broadcast with you. You put in people don't realize the kind of time and effort you put into preparing for a broadcast and everything you have to do throughout the week, and especially when you have multiple games. So, anyway, congratulations, I guess, are in order for you.
Thank you.
Doing what you're going to be going to do. Do you want to tell people what you're going to go do?
I'll let people figure that out. I won't put my personal beef out here on the radio for everyone to hear.
Let's just say that
if you want to find out, it's not hard to figure out.
Right, and let's just say people will still see you around.
Yep, it's kind of bittersweet. You know, 9 years when I graduated high school, I would have never thought that I'd be able to do this because growing up as a kid, that's what I dreamed about, to broadcast games, and I've been able to do it now, as you said, for pretty much, I guess, 8 years now total, actually being able to broadcast and seen a lot of good teams, seen a lot of good players, met a lot of even better people, and even it's crazy now that I say that I'm older now, but you know what I'm saying.
Right,
but just
right.
From 6-7 years ago, seeing kids that are now graduating college and stuff, and
right.
Being able to still see them and say hi to them and everything, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun talking to some of these coaches. That's something I'm going to miss the most, is being able to be that venting point for some of these coaches that have told me the same thing here throughout this season and throughout all the times I've been able to interview coaches and seeing players do good things and being able to promote athletes. That's the reason why we do it. We don't do it for, if you're in the radio business because of money, it just takes a break to you. That's not the reason why you're in the radio business.
That's
you're
right.
In the radio business because you love what you do and you love the people that you interact with. And I got to say, that's exactly the reason why I got into radio. And it's just, you know, you reach that time when you're just ready to do something new, ready to put a new challenge out in life, do something new, and that's kind of where I'm at right now. But I can't thank everyone enough that has tuned into every game and has put up with me throughout the years. But I look forward to seeing what Justin Fluke and the KNZA Inc. group can do here in the future. I know he's got some big things, and so I wish him the best, wish everybody else the best, and I can't wait to see where things go.
Well, I hope that you and I get to be on a headset again sometime soon, but until now, it's not goodbye. It'll be see you later.
For sure.
And, again, just on behalf of everybody, thanks so much for everything that you did for KNZA Inc. and for listeners everywhere.
Thank you so much. So I guess we got to do one more thing. I have to pick our player.
That's
of the game.
Right.
It's brought to you by the Assistant State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha.
And you know, if you give me the option here, you know who I'm going with. I said it in pregame, but I'm going to let you. It's your final broadcast. Solely your decision on this.
Man. I know you want to go with KJ Miller. I know you want to, but I mean,
I'm sorry. I've got a soft spot for a guy that could just do everything on the court. But
Wasik, what he did,
yeah.
I mean, my goodness, it seemed like every time that Royal Valley needed a big shot, he came through, and just the level of difficulty that he puts on almost every single shot, and it still goes in.
Right.
It's impressive to watch. I got to go with Nazem Wasik. He will be our player of the game. So again, the final scores tonight, the Royal Valley gets a sweep. The girls win 55-42, and the boys stay perfect. They are now 11-0 with a 65-49 victory. So we're going to have the Community National Bank High School School Board Show coming up in just a few minutes. Seth will have that. So for my man Jake, next to me, Jake, thank you so much, man. Always do appreciate it. Every single time. Look forward to it, hopefully here in the future. But Seth taking care of us back in the studios. I am Johnny Kane signing off here from the Purple Palace in Hoyt. Royal Valley gets the sweep tonight here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming. I was told that I